23rd, 2022. Members of the board are present. Media has been notified. Please stand to the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm happy to say that we have lost no members of our community since our last meeting.
That's good.
Number five, we'd be looking for a motion to approve the agenda. Yeah, item number six.
We have a motion, I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Approval of vouchers in the general fund of $2435 to $2480, ACH account of $1268 to $1271.
I've had an opportunity to review those and I would move for their approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the July 21st, 2022 special town board meeting.
I do have one question on those minutes. About two-thirds of the way down on the first page, the five-year road plan that's on there is having been addressed at the May 4th town board meeting. I don't know that we ever had a chance to really review that in detail, and I think we need to do that yet.
Okay, I think it got handed out, correct?
I don't know. I don't remember that.
I'm not sure.
All right, we'll have to follow up on that and have it on the next week.
All right, with that correction, I would move for approval of the minutes of the July 21st special town board meeting.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes with that correction. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
As of July 31st, in the general account, we have $1,314,609.71. And in the ambulance account, $579,230.04. And the reserve fund has $159,904.35.
Is there a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
Somebody's got a question.
Oh, yes.
Could you repeat the general fund number again, please?
Sure. I'm sorry. $1,314,609.71.
Thank you.
Okay.
I would move for approval.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Public comment on agenda items? Yes.
Yeah, Matt, when you get to item 13, I would ask the board to comment, if it would, on the letter you received recently from Attorney Kamenik.
Was it addressed to us or to the fire department?
It was addressed to you and Mr. Wegner specifically, and copies to the town board.
I haven't seen it.
Do you remember that, Tom?
What?
A letter from...
I can't hear nothing back.
A letter from an attorney, what's the name?
Kamenik.
Kamenik.
Kamenik?
Kamenik.
Well, I don't know what it would be for.
I don't recall seeing anything like that.
It was relying on the emails you have on the website and was emailed to each of you.
My email goes to the clerk, so yeah. I don't have one.
Guess I'll have to look into it. It was emailed to me?
Yes.
Okay. See it.
Do you know when?
The 25th of July.
Okay. I'll have to relook.
I have nothing in my email for...
Right.
Interesting.
Then we'll go go on to item number 11, discussion possible action, opening of roof replacement bids. Do you have those, Nancy?
Yes. First, the
roof.
Okay. I have one here from Quality Roofing. It was received today at 11:30. And there's a little matrix paper in your
Packet, there's
packet for you too.
Matrix paper, or a sheet they put together for.
Yep, in your packet.
Quality Roofing. Roofing in sheet metal, remove and dispose of existing roof system and edge metal down to concrete deck. Existing roof system does contain asbestos and will be disposed of properly by our abatement crew. Install 2 layers, 2-inch poly site. Linate? Boy, out of my reading here now. Roof insulation, R22.8. Install tapered saddles and curbs and chimney. Flashing for all existing curbs and pipes. Install new pre-finished 24-gauge steel edge metal. Manufacturer's warranty. Price is good for 60 days. Condescenders will need to be temporarily disconnected. Oh, condensers, excuse me, will need to be disconnected by a contractor, HVAC. This work is not included. Snow and ice removal not included. Material and rigging and handling will be done by Quality Roofing. Total price of $109,842. If schedule won't allow us to get this work done yet this year, we will patch the roof to get it by for the winter months at no cost to the customer.
Now, does that meet all the mandatory requirements?
Sounds like it.
It sounds like it, but we'll give it to Pete.
You might want to give it to Pete to have him review.
What date did you receive that?
This one. Today. They had to be in today by 2. Payment in 11:30.
This bid was received on 8/2/22 at 2:09. I have to just open it now and tell you who it's from because it's not on the envelope. It's from Nancy.
Nancy. Remove and dispose of existing insulation and membrane. Install 2 layers of poly insulation, R22.8. Install 50 mil white roofing system. Duralast flashing shall go up and over the parapet walls and over the roof edge. 4-inch two-piece metal edge shall be installed on the parapets. 5-inch grip edge installed on the eave. Duralast curb and stack flashing shall be installed. 15-year manufacturer's warranty, no dollar limit will be provided. 100% materials and labor. Material must be delivered by the end of the fourth quarter. Current insulation quote will be provided with the bid. Any increase or decrease in the price will be handled by change order. 91,900, and then they have alternate one of a 20-year warranty, add $1,500 to the base bid. Alternate two, 60 mil membrane, add $1,500 to the base bid.
Does it say when they would finish that, if they could do that this year?
Does not include building permit, mechanical or electrical work, realigning satellite dish or calibration. State and federal prevailing wages, with blocking snow removal, payment to be made 50% down, balance on completion. Does not say when.
Does it say how long that is before?
At that point, I would assume 30 days is standard, but. It's in fine print.
Said something about the end of the year for the order for the.
Fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter, so which is the end of the year. They don't even have it in the, just says acceptance, all acceptance within 10 days. So, the two bids. Pete kind of worked on the specifications. I think maybe we should ask him to review them. And if need be, the one has a 10-day acceptance on there. Either we call them and see if they can extend that, or call a special meeting prior to that time being up for Pete to give his opinion.
I would move that we set this over and allow Pete to go through the bids and make sure that they meet the specs we're looking for. And then we meet again on this, and that's been done. But we have Pete attend the meeting.
Yeah.
So does Pete leave this? So 10 working days, 10 business days on the zoning, or 10 days for the weekends?
10 days.
So that would be 13.
Which is what?
Saturday.
Well, we can get it to him tomorrow, and I would think that he can review them and also contact them and see if we might wait until our next meeting or if we need to hold a special meeting.
And really, if they want the job, it's not our problem, it's theirs.
No.
14 versus 10 days.
Yeah, exactly. Would you second his motion? Motion been made and seconded to have Pete go over the bids and come back with a report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Jim?
Do we know, are these roofs I-beams or wood beams?
They're steel.
They are steel? So any contingency that they find underneath the roof would be covered, or that'd be a different bid altogether?
I would imagine.
Because we didn't know it was leaking until it came through,
would,
right?
That would be an add-on, you know, to it.
It could have been leaking for years before it came through, right?
Yeah. There is some wood around the frame, outside frame, but the beams up on top, as I understand, are steel.
Okay.
This was meant as a fallout shelter. That wall is 16 inches. Okay, item number 12, discussion possible action, open of propane bids.
Okay.
Any propane bids?
Yep, I got one today from Petroleum Heat and Power.
Lambo bid proposal 2020. Petroleum Heat and Power will deliver 15,000 gallons of propane, including delivery fees, pre-buy purchase basis is $1.80 per gallon, for a total of 27,000. Town Electric Plant Board.
Good price.
Can I just prepaid at what, $2.30 something?
No, $2 and yeah, $2 and 2.19 cents.
Oh, 2.19.
With Richie, so, for my house, so.
Richie's in the bid. Richie's in the bid.
Is that our only bet? That's all we got?
Yeah.
They have, they did do the service last year, did a good job.
They do an excellent job in reporting and the reports that they give for me for billing and stuff. We do have a large credit yet for this year, but we'll probably use that up in October, November, December, yeah. This is for 2023.
Yep.
So, it looks like we're short on competition. And price seems like it's where it should be. So I would hope that we accept Petroleum Heat and Power's bid.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the bid from Petroleum Heat and Power. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. I'm sure the price has already changed since 1:42 p.m. today. Item number 13, department report for the fire and ambulance department. You do have a sheet in front of you.
I will read it to you if you like.
Okay, you can read it.
This was given to me by the fire chief and the ambulance chief. The Lacka Flambeau fire and ambulance report, January 1, 2022 through June 30th, 2022, there were 20 fire department calls for this period. There were 346 ambulance department calls for this period. So that would come out to at least two a day.
Busy little time there, guys. And we didn't receive the letter that Mr. Wetzel was discussing, but when we do.
Not to my knowledge. I mean, I can go back through my emails. So.
Yep.
Yeah, I checked my email. It's in there.
Yeah. Oh, it's in there?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
It's a link.
It's a link?
You have to click on the link, yeah.
I didn't, like I said, my emails go to the clerk, yes.
346 ambulance calls, does that mean they responded to 346 and responded to 25 fire calls? I mean, is that the response or calls received?
No, responded.
Response. Move on to item number 14, discussion possible action, request for ambulance standby from Lacka Flambeau School for football activities. They come to us every year with this. We have always in the past waived the $125 an hour fee. They find volunteers that volunteer for that.
Just a follow up, I just checked my spam folder. It's in my spam. Oh. So I did get it, it's in my spam folder.
Okay, so I will check it out for that day, around the 25th. Okay. You know, we have so much with the election and stuff, and it's like a lot of stuff is like, well, I will double check.
Okay.
Yeah,
from
cabinet.
Okay.
I think I pointed out the last time we looked at this, during the time that I was on a volunteer ambulance, we've always provided coverage for football games. It was a good idea. There were only a couple of times we were needed, but it was a good thing to have us there. And I think that it's, if we can find volunteers to take up the torch here, I think that's it's well worth doing. So I would move that we approve them.
And we waive the fee?
And waive the fee, yes.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the ambulance request from the Lacka Flambeau School for football activities. and to waive the fee. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Need a motion to adjourn at 5:20. Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you for coming on this beautiful evening.